Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Out of Calverton, 95 and around to George Avenue. Pretty much see that every morning. And on the Interloop in through to Bethesda. Heading in town, inbound East Capitol Street before you get to 295 at Minnesota Avenue for the crash. Now really seeing that pressure on Benning Road and trying to get up and past East Capitol Street as well. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Dry, windy, and cold as we head on through midweek. Clouds will be on the increase. Tonight, cloudy early, partly cloudy later. Still windy, especially early, 31. Colder outside the Beltway. Dusty winds once again tomorrow afternoon. A little bit milder, partly cloudy, 52. Dry Friday, colder again, low 40s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 29 in Herndon, 27 in Olney, 32 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by John Marshall Bank. President Trump's so-called intelligence whisperer prepares for his new role at the State Department. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Buell Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
Hey, good morning. Happy Wednesday. It's 8:07 here on WMAL. Joining us at 8:35, Sarah Carter. She has not one but two very interesting pieces out. One on the FBI stonewalling a judge's order to turn over some communications, and the other on the identity of a leaker. We may know the identity of a leaker. You might be surprised at who it is. Then again, maybe not.
She's an animal, that's Sarah Carter.
Yeah, Mary Walter with Vince Colonese.
I'm really at a point where we're getting very close to having the cabinet and other things that I want.
No, it's not over yet, the president's suggesting. But yesterday, a big day as he shifted all the pieces around. Rex Tillerson leaving, Mike Pompeo going into the State Department. For more on this, we are joined now by Eli Lake, Bloomberg View columnist. Good morning, Eli.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, my pleasure. So let's talk about the change at the State Department. There's been so many stories written about dysfunction at the State Department. Things are moving too slowly. Nobody really knows what they're doing. How much does Mike Pompeo coming into that job change everything?
I think it's most important when it comes to the Iran deal. Rex Tillerson's diplomats were negotiating with Europe the package of addendums that they would like to see to strengthen the deal in order, you know, as sort of a condition for the U.S. staying in it. Mike Pompeo comes at this from a very different perspective. Internally, he urged the president not to certify Iranian compliance with the nuclear agreement. And, you know, when he was a member of Congress, before he joined the Trump administration as CIA director, he actually led his own kind of campaign in Europe, urging banks, businesses, and foreign ministries that it's going to be more dangerous than John Kerry was saying at the time to do these investments in Iran because of all these other sanctions. So Pompeo really does take a very different approach on the Iran deal, and I think that's where you're going to see the biggest change.
You know, just pausing for a moment and going back to sort of Tillerson's relationship and maybe how Pompeo's will be different. You know, Rex Tillerson, as you point out in a column yesterday, was good with James Mattis, the defense secretary. They spent a lot of time together. They would lunch together. They would have a lot of conversations. Could we expect that General Mattis will have a similar relationship with Mike Pompeo? Is it kind of just based on who's ever in the billet?
Well, my understanding is two things going on here. One is that, you know, Pompeo and Mattis already have a pretty good relationship, that I've heard. And secondly, you know, this is also driven by Mattis, who has been a proponent of increases to the State Department budget. I mean, he has that famous line where he said, you know, if you don't spend more money on diplomacy, then you're going to have to buy me more bullets. I'm paraphrasing there. So some of this is just, you know, in Mattis's own interest. I think the two did get along from a personality perspective, but I see no reason why Pompeo wouldn't have a good relationship with Mattis as well.
You know, the president was quoted part of when he was speaking yesterday, part of what he said, there was a little snippet where he said, I'm close to having the cabinet that I want. And that caught a lot of people's ears. Wait a minute, I'm close to having the cabinet that I want. Who else is on the chopping block, do you think?
well, you know, I've written about this for almost a year, and you hear it all the time, which is that H.R. McMaster has clashed with Trump plenty of times. That's an open secret here in Washington. So that's the name that everybody sort of jumped up at, you know, when I heard it as well. But, you know, this is the thing about the Trump White House, is that you hear rumors all the time that people are on the chopping block, and then it happens or it doesn't happen. But, you know, remember, we've been hearing that Tillerson was, you know, headed for the exits really since the summer. So the fact that it finally happened, I mean, I thought at a certain point that was all just smoke, and that, you know, he was going to be with Trump for, like, you know, 4 to 8 years. But
yeah,
see how much I know, right?
Yeah, I mean, we hear all sorts of rumors. John Kelly's been the latest one. I mean, we've heard the notion that Chief of Staff John Kelly could be on the way out, that Gary Cohn could replace him, despite the fact that he just left as economic advisor. I mean, at some point, you just kind of got to detach and be like, okay, we'll find out when it actually happens. But it seems like, you know, occasionally that when we hear those rumors, they're a signal that the president does have some discontent with the people who've been around him.
Well, remember, the thing with Tillerson, there really was a substantive disagreement on the Iran deal. That frustration goes back to the spring of last year, almost a year ago, when, I don't know if you remember this, but Tillerson had to give an impromptu press conference where he basically, like, led a kind of bill of, you know, all these terrible things the Iranians were doing. That was almost dictated by President Trump when that happened, because he was so frustrated that, you know, the storyline that came out was that, you know, the Trump administration was certifying Iranian compliance with the Iran deal, and it was something that, you know, the Obama administration alumni were kind of touting gleefully.
Right.
Little did they know that their tweets, you know, would enrage the president and basically may kind of lead, we'll see what happens in the next few weeks, but may lead to the undoing of their precious nuclear agreement.
But besides the press secretary in the White House, it seems like the one person who should be on the same page as the president of the United States is his secretary of state. No, I mean, Mike Pompeo will be the diplomatic vehicle for how the president actually views things.
Well, I'm going to push back on you a little bit there. There is historically a relationship between the president and the secretary of state has not always been that great. In modern times, just go back to Colin Powell and George W. Bush. But if you really want to get, you know, kind of history nerd on this, I point to, you know, Thomas Jefferson and George Washington. There has always been a little bit of delay. And sometimes presidents like that team of rivals approach. In fact, there was some reason to think that Trump liked that approach. I mean, he said, what is his line? Even though Gary Cohn is a globalist, he was pretty good, but he likes the idea that he has people around him sometimes that will challenge the views that he has. I think that there may be areas where Pompeo will clash on substantive issues with Trump, most notably Russia. Pompeo's been pretty much a Russia hawk when he was in Congress, and even when he was in the CIA, despite some of the coverage he got. And you could see them, the two of them, clashing on that as well, particularly now that, you know, Putin has not met the British deadline to explain the nerve agent attack in England last week.
Yeah, in the time we have left, I would just want to mention that Gina Haspel being moved into, slid into where Mike Pompeo was a CIA director. She would be the first female director of the CIA. Seems Democrats are not happy about this. Do you see her actually taking the seat, or is there going to be too much pushback?
If Gina Haspel had been nominated, you know, maybe after the midterms when Democrats had the votes, then I think she would be in a lot of trouble. As it is, I don't think they have enough to rock the boat, although mm-hmm. they certainly will make a big deal of the fact that she was in charge of one of the black sites in Thailand right after 9/11. It should be said that, Mike Morrell, who endorsed Hillary Clinton and was, the deputy director of the CIA for many years and briefly the acting director, you know, said that, you know, she was basically part of the chain of command and that she was not, you know, making these decisions or designing the program or anything like that.
Right.
The argument from the Democrats in this case is that anybody who was associated with torture in the CIA in that period after 9/11, should be tainted and stained and should not have go on to take on greater responsibility of the CIA, particularly becoming the director. And I think, you know, that they'll make that argument and they'll probably lose.
Yeah.
All right. Eli Lake, Bloomberg View columnist, thank you so much for joining us. Always appreciate it when you're with us.
And thank you for having me.
It's 8:15. It's time for WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes. First on the fives, let's go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Mary, I know our commuters are glad they have you and Vince to listen to in the morning because we are stuck in traffic here. 395. I'm looking at these cameras, and once everyone gets to about the Pentagon, it's just parked getting across the 14th Street Bridge. Even those HOV lanes pushing through Shirlington heavy this morning, we had an earlier crash on the HOV bridge span. That's what caused those big delays there, but that crash on the bridge has been cleared. George Washington Parkway, let me take you southbound. Now south of 123, I'm looking at delays down to both the Key Bridge, Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. Had the crash reported right near the Spout Run area. On the toll road inbound, below speed as you push through Herndon and Reston, earlier crash had been near Beulah. That was minor. They were able to get that out of the travel lanes for you. Braddock Road, let's get you inbound toward the Beltway. The delays take you up to the Wakefield Chapel intersection. That's where we have the crash. 270, here we come. Southbound in Germantown, again in Rockville, stop and go. Earlier crash near 118, that had been out of the travel lanes. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, windy, winds gusting 25 to 35 miles an hour. Today, mix of sun and clouds, high 44. Tonight, mostly cloudy, again windy with winds occasionally gusting over 40 miles an hour, a low of 31 tonight. Tomorrow's going to be more like today, partly cloudy skies, winds gusting 20 to 30 miles an hour during the afternoon with a high of 52. Currently, in our nation's capital, 34 degrees at 8:17 in this traffic and weather brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Get two classic bacon, egg, and cheese croissant sandwiches for $5 at Dunkin', because two is better than one. That's two times the Cherrywood smoked bacon and flaky buttery croissants, and they're always made to order. America runs on Dunkin'. Exclusions may apply. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
All right, today's the day of the National School Walkout, organized by the organizers of the Women's March, which means students from area schools, at least 28 of them, may very well be walking out of their schools today if they haven't already and are headed to the White House. Many of them will end up just protesting for 17 minutes in front of the White House, and then from there headed to the Capitol, wherein they'll talk to and work with members of Congress, the notion being that they want to take on gun violence just a month after the shooting in Parkland and Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. So this is affecting area schools, many of those schools saying, look, if you leave without permission, especially if you don't have your parents' permission, you will be out on an unauthorized absence. It's just so you know, the consequences will mark you as taking an unexcused absence. Sounds like small potatoes in terms of consequences. But then you also have some schools that are across the area that are supporting the notion of having their students leave class for 17 minutes. They're entitled to leave their classrooms as a part of a quote-unquote walkout and then use that 17 minutes however they deem fit, or if they have an event on campus that they can actually attend and then head back at the conclusion of those 17 minutes. But again, this is planned by the Women's March, guys. This, or gals. The point of this being gun control. That's what this is at its core about. This is a liberal march, and a bunch of students apparently are set to indulge in it. We'll see how much take there actually is in our area. The best images of that, of course, will be in front of the White House at around 10 o'clock this morning when we establish how many people actually show up there to rally. A little bit of audio for you here, actually. This is Taylor Houston with something called the Pride Fund to End Gun Violence, talking about what the students at the White House are going to do today.
They're going to turn their backs to the White House and stand for 17 minutes for a moment of silence.
There you go. Well, that's how you encourage dialogue. You just point your back in the direction of the person with whom you'd like to speak.
I love that we're encouraging these kids to demand that someone else do something. Why not focus on what these kids can do? Why not put the power in their hands? And instead of giving them the power to just walk out to demand that someone else do it, let's give them the power to do something on their own. Let's talk about how their actions, not all of them, but a lot of their fellow students' actions and maybe their own, push these kids to the brink where they feel that the only power they have is to grab a gun and mow down their bullies. There you go. Let's put the power in the kids' hands instead of having them demand that someone else.
Yeah, you're right to be hot on the trail of the conditions by which a gunman is created. I don't want to place blame in the hands of anybody but the gunman at the end of this.
I agree.
Also, I will say there is value in bullying. it's an uncomfortable opinion. But there is, I mean, people, you gain life experience by sort of dealing with the people who are morons in your school. I think it was Chris Rock I heard recently said something, teachers do half the educating, the bullies do the other half. And there is something to be said, like this notion that we can run around our schools and simply eradicate bullying, that there was zero tolerance for bullying, there'll never be an uncomfortable conversation. Well, there have to be a couple uncomfortable conversations, but it needs to be within reason. You need to get control of these environments and you know, not let it get out of hand, not let it get out of control, I think, to your point. So there are a lot of things that can be done. Meanwhile, you have kids who are basically going to be skipping school. The key here for me, if I remember correctly to what it was like growing up as a kid, my perspective was, would my parents be okay with it? Because, by the way, like up until you're 18, they kind of tell you. They kind of get a huge say in this. And, you know, I imagine there'll be a couple conversations today with parents who are saying, you left school and you were not allowed to? And you didn't tell me about it? What exactly were you thinking?
Oh, yeah. Oh, there's no way. But there also would have been a letter sent home to the parents of all grades, of all kids, telling them that this was supposed to take effect and what the responses were going to be, what the repercussions were.
Unleash the children. They'll be all over D.C. today, apparently. 822 on WMAL.
I appreciate your putting the straightforward truth out there.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Cascades Dental. Why would you go anywhere else? I ask you that all the time. Because missing or damaged teeth, they keep you from all those things in life that you love. Your job, your relationship, eating foods you like, all of it. No matter how long it's been since you've seen a dentist, Cascade Center for Dental Health creates that super warm, no criticism, no judgment environment. Their staff is excellent. But trust me, I've seen them a lot. Dr. Ruparelia, one of the most highly trained and experienced full mouth dental implant surgeons in the DC area. He's got the experience to take care of you because no matter how complex your case, Cascades can give you teeth in a day with their unique full mouth dental implant system. Your comfort is a complete priority to Dr. Ruparelli and the team at Cascades. They have full sedation services ranging from pill form, conscious sedation, all the way to that full general anesthesia with a board certified anesthesiologist in house. See Cascades' incredible success stories at CascadesDental.com and then call them at 866-25-SLEEP. That's 866-25-SLEEP.
Hello, this is Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips we provide our clients. Complete the financial forms you file with the court as if they're the most important final exam you will ever take. These forms state your property, your debts, your income, and expenses. They become the battlefields where your most important disputes are fought or settled. Property division, maintenance, child support, attorney fees, even custody is impacted. Fortunately, this is an open book exam. You can even get help from your attorney. But let me warn you, whether too busy or too jaded, attorneys often fail to demand or give these forms the attention their clients deserve. So it may be up to you.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Office in Falls Church.
Superpowers of Today presents Ms. Zero. Ms. Zero, can you fly like a bird?
No.
Read minds?
No.
Shoot lasers from your fingertips?
Nope. My superpower is a 0% APR credit card.
Impossible!
Not really. With my Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union Visa Signature Rewards card, I get 0% APR on purchases, cash advances, and balance transfers.
Why, it's like magic!
Well, actually, it's more like math.
Let Zero be your hero at Commonwealth One. Get an introductory 0% APR with a Visa Signature Rewards card for the first 6 months with no annual or balance transfer fees. And earn points for cash, travel, and merchandise. Visit cofcu.org/radio or call 703-823-5211. Offer valid through April 30th. Eligible to new cardholders only. Visit cofcu.org/radio for full details. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal Opportunity Lender.
8:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And this traffic update brought to you by, sponsored by Spot Hero. Couple hot spots still in addition to our heavy rush hour commute. George Washington Parkway is going to be southbound. The crash is going to be after the overlooks, but before you get to the exit for the Key Bridge in the right lane. So if you normally take that exit for the Key Bridge, get around the crash, then you have to get back to the right side. Again, that's for our southbound GW Parkway before the Key Bridge. On Braddock Road, pushing up through to the Beltway, it is jammed, but goes up to Wakefield Chapel, so it doesn't go the entire trip to the Beltway. Eastbound Braddock Road to Wakefield Chapel for the crash. 395, still solid lineup. Main lines back near Edsel Road to the 14th Street Bridge, heading through Shirlington and those HOV lanes all into town. DC 295 southbound, still watch for delays down toward Benning Road and East Capitol Street. East Capitol Street had the crash inbound before 295 near Minnesota Avenue. You might still see some remnants there because I'm still seeing delays. And finally, here is a way you can save time parking. Use Spot Hero anytime you park. First-time users can enter the promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Chilly day today. You factor in the wind, and boy, is it going to feel brisk out there. Temperatures in the mid-40s, winds gusting 25, 35 plus miles an hour. Increasing clouds, then cloudy early tonight. Windy early, then partly cloudy overnight, 31. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 33 degrees at 826 on WMAL. A woman with her own intro music.
Uh-huh.
Stormy Daniels.
Oh, my goodness. Stormy.
Her lawyer had given the Trump administration a deadline. They offered to return the $130,000 that she took when she signed the nondisclosure. And they said, well, you know what? We don't like the terms of the nondisclosure now, so we'll just give you the money back, and then it doesn't apply anymore, okay? And the Trump administration, shockingly, did not reply to that offer. I can't imagine why. And as I told you, when I was driving on Monday and I was listening to MSNBC, and a lawyer on MSNBC said, yeah, that's the equivalent of taking a car off the lot, you know, signing the agreement, they accept your money, you accept the car in return, you drive off, and coming back like a month later saying, yeah, I'm going to give you the car back and you just give me the money back, okay? It's not how it works. There is one of her friends, though, who's also named in this NDA, Keith Munyon, is one of the four people who is listed in this, and he says he knows all about this as well, and now her lawyer has issued a statement saying, for the Trump administration, it's time to buckle up.
Yeah, I kind of get the feeling she likes the attention for some reason.
I'm shocked at that. 8:28 on WMAL.
Hiring is important. People are what make your business work. But how do you find the right talent? ZipRecruiter makes it simple. One click sends your job ad to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. But ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. Their smart matching technology will instantly alert quality candidates about your job. That means you'll start getting great candidates with the right experience almost as soon as your job is posted. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. The right candidates are out there. This is how you find them. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
People from businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just dial **ZIP, and when prompted, say talk. That's **ZIP, keyword talk. **ZIP, keyword talk.
A cure for hepatitis C. Breakthroughs in HIV treatment, multiple sclerosis, and diabetes. Millions of lives saved and improved by science. Yet still science is often not a straight line to success. So here's to the path to progress. Traveled by 140,000 researchers with America's biopharmaceutical companies. Here's to the long road, to the twists and turns that try men's and women's souls. Here's to frustration and fatigue and dead ends. Here's to permission to fail so that success can follow. And here's to brave patients, thousands here in D.C., enrolled in clinical trials to help find new breakthroughs, one of which might save their life, and perhaps one day, yours. Welcome to the future of medicine for all of us, where together we go boldly. A message from America's biopharmaceutical companies. Visit GoBoldly.com.
Coming up, Sarah Carter, the identity of a leaker of some confidential information may now be known. She has that information. It's 8:30 on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station.
Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. Still too close to officially call that special congressional election in western Pennsylvania may come down to several absentee, provisional, and military ballots yet to be counted. Democrat Conor Lamb has declared victory, though, saying the close race was not a referendum on President Trump.
There are plenty of people here who are still pretty supportive of him, from what I can tell. I think that his visits, he came here twice, I think they probably did contribute to the turnout that we saw. And look, I was at a lot of polling places yesterday with cars parked outside of them that had President Trump's bumper sticker on them.
Thousands of students around here and nationwide are taking part today in a walkout from class to dramatize their call for tougher gun laws. The Florida high school shootings happened 1 month ago today. Meanwhile, a Senate committee holds a hearing today on the Florida shootings.
There are going to be Senate hearings today about what may have been missed in this particular shooting. Both the Florida senators are expected to testify, as well as a teacher from Marjorie Stoneman Douglas and a parent of one of the children who were killed in that shooting.
Correspondent Diane Gallagher. The parents of murdered DNC staffer Seth Rich are suing Fox News. Their lawsuit says Rich never leaked DNC documents to WikiLeaks. Fox News ultimately retracted its story about Rich's ties to WikiLeaks. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 25,007, the NASDAQ at 75.11. Sports sponsored by Mattress Warehouse. The Wizards lose to Minnesota at the NCAA tournament. Radford and St. Bonaventure win. Exhibition baseball, the Nats win and the O's win. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Before being bed matched at Mattress Warehouse.
Ugh, that car just cut me off.
After being bed matched at Mattress Warehouse.
No worries, you need to get where you're going.
Let Mattress Warehouse scientifically match you with the perfect mattress.
Mattress Warehouse, sleephappens.com.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. Every spring I get the same call from homeowners. Patrick, my old roof squeaked through one last winter, but it's done. I need to replace my roof now. A lot of homeowners ask me, can I pay for half the roof now and half later? I get it. Just because you know it's time for a new roof doesn't mean your wallet feels the same way. So I started thinking, why don't you pay me half later and half never? Now through March 31st, we're cutting the price on all roofing materials by 50%. And the 50% you do pay, you can pay me later with 0% financing and no payments for 12 months. We've installed over 30,000 roofs, and every roof comes with a lifetime warranty. Call New Look Home Design at 1-800-279-5300. That's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Through March 31st, pay half later, half never.
Chris Plant here. If you've tried online dating, you're probably suffering from ESS, excessive swipe syndrome, where every dating app has you swiping and swiping with nothing to show for it. Thankfully, there's a cure for ESS. It's Just Lunch. The It's Just Lunch dating process works because their matchmakers first get to know you, learning about your likes and dislikes, then personally hand-select matches from their exclusive member base. It's Just Lunch will provide you with high-quality matches in low-pressure situations. It could be a casual lunch or drinks after work, face-to-face with someone who shares your interests and your seriousness about dating. With spring upon us, delete those dating apps and start going out on real dates. Call or text It's Just Lunch at 202-466-6699, 202-466-6699, or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Do it today and they'll even give you a special membership offer.
When was the last time you laced up your running shoes? The smells, the scenery, the freedom, the rush of how great running makes you feel. What if finishing a 5K was no longer a distant memory? What if you decided when you hit the pavement instead of your aching back or neck? Your doctor said you need back or neck surgery. That's a frightening thought. What if instead of spinal fusion procedures, there was a gentle and effective way to relieve your pain? What if you could wake up pain-free after a 90-minute outpatient procedure? What if just 4 weeks after surgery, you are back to the life you once enjoyed? Introducing Sonospine, a revolutionary minimally invasive surgery using the precision and safety of sound. Ultrasound. This highly advanced FDA-approved technology decompresses pinched nerves, eliminating your pain without the need for fusion. Locations in the Washington, D.C. area and Scottsdale, Arizona. Call 888-957-7463. 888-95-SPINE. Or go online to request a complimentary MRI review. SonospineSurgery.com. You deserve the safety of sound. Ultrasound.
835 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Bill, we've been talking all morning about the students walking out later this morning. And right now, as I check out the traffic cameras, and this is important to note throughout the morning, throughout the day, you might see some of these students out and about. Right now, nobody gets by on Colesville Road. I'm watching police escort these students down Colesville Road. This is just south of Blair High School. So it seems to be that they might be the Blair High School students coming south on Colesville Road, just inside the Beltway, past Franklin Avenue, and they are heading down towards Sligo Creek Parkway, and they're getting a police escort. So out of Four Corners right now, that's why traffic is stopped. So I think they're trying to get everyone, most they're on the shoulder, they're on the sidewalk, but they're trying to contain everyone to the right side. So again, this could be throughout the whole area today with, again, the students leaving school. Let's get you out to the Beltway, where we had earlier troubles near University Boulevard. It was a crash for four vehicles. It was quickly cleared over to the shoulder, but we're still pretty solid from 95 to George Avenue, Inner Loop, in through to Bethesda, 270 and through Gaithersburg and Rockville Heavy. Braddock Road, in case you missed it, we're still dealing with crash cleanup heading toward the Beltway, inbound Braddock Road, right near Wakefield Chapel, and 395 Edsel Road, 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge, pretty much still jammed solid. And again, watch for students today with the protest and heading out of school. Right now, Colesville Road stops south of Blair High School with students marching. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mid-40s, windy with more clouds coming in later today. Tonight, cloudy, early partly cloudy, later down to 31 degrees. The wind's still gusty, especially early. We'll go through Thursday with gusty winds in the afternoon, a few clouds and sunshine, 52, and then colder again Friday. Windy, cloud, sun, highs low 40s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 21 in Haymarket, 31 in Beltsville, 33 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Good morning. It is 8:38 on WMAL, and as you heard Jamie say there during during the traffic, we do have some students who are already, this is, I guess, for some of these kids going to be a day-long event. This is not a 17-minute event because they're already out of class, and they are marching to the White House, where they're going to stand with their backs to the White House. They're blocking Colesville Road now, currently being blocked off.
The cops are escorting them, keeping them to a lane, but that's going to choke off a bunch of traffic.
Yeah, exactly. So you're having problems. You might want to steer clear of that area. And as time goes on, you're probably going to see more and more of these kids walking out and on the roadways. So you want to keep listening so you can keep hearing the traffic so you know exactly how to plan your trip so that you don't run into this, because I can imagine that that's not going to be a fun thing if you get caught up in it. Joining us now, Sarah Carter, investigative journalist, Fox News contributor. You can see her, everything that she has at sarahacarter.com, which is where I found a couple of these interesting pieces that we're going to talk about. Sarah, welcome back to Mornings on the Mall.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
What caught my eye initially, and there's two pieces that caught my eye, but yesterday afternoon, I saw a piece that you had regarding a leaker, someone that you think leaked to CNN, according to this. Well, you don't think that you're reporting on what someone else has reported from Congress, that former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper is allegedly being accused of leaking information to CNN of things that happened during classified briefings with then-President-elect Trump and President Obama. Why are you the only person who's noticed this? This is the only reporting I've heard on this.
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with sourcing now. It was mentioned, not his name, but there was a brief mention of it in the one-pager that came out regarding the Russia report. They did mention that there are certain people that will be named in the report that have allegedly leaked to the media. information. What's interesting about Clapper is the dossier. Remember, the issue with the dossier was as soon as President Obama and then President-elect Trump were briefed on the contents of the dossier. They took a two-pager. James Comey briefed President Trump on the dossier. President Obama was then briefed, you know, obviously by his team on the contents of the dossier. It wasn't until then that there was an actual foundation built for the rest of the media to kind of jump on board. And although Christopher Steele, he was a former British spy, I had already talked to certain news agencies about the dossier. People were really reluctant to go forward with it because it was so salacious and it was not verified. But as soon as the presidents were briefed on its contents, it then became solidified.
Right.
It became solidified enough so it became a story. But the thing was, nobody really knew that anybody had been briefed on it up until the time that leaked, and then the stories began to run. BuzzFeed was the first to publish the 35-page dossier, and after that, it was a whirlwind the next year until now, what we've seen come out, and the different parts of the dossier that were actually investigated and looked at by the rest of the media.
Now, Clapper was one of four senior Obama administration officials who were in that briefing. What points to him specifically?
I believe that what we're going to see from this report, according to the sources that I've spoken with, is timelines. Timelines of when people were in communication with particular news agencies and reporters. In this case, it was CNN, and then the immediate leaks and the interviews that they conducted with the numerous people that they interviewed during the investigation, and that being the House Intelligence Committee interviews. So you're going to see a number of coinciding timelines and then leaks coming out. And this was part of the purview of the investigation. Leaks were part of that investigation, and that was something they were taking an intense look at. And the reason why is because a lot of this information, particularly not the dossier necessarily, but was considered classified. If you look at the leak on Michael Flynn, for example, that was based on a FISA and is considered highly classified and then was leaked to the Washington Post. And there was a number of other coinciding leaks, even Eric Prince and the Seychelles meeting, which was considered a classified counterintelligence information that was put out into the media. So I think that's what they're pointing at, is like, how did this start? When did Russia become, you know, when did this Russia collusion narrative become so important to the media? How did it move out? How did these pieces of information go from one's place, from a classified situation to a public situation? And that was part of the overall investigation.
With just 30 seconds left here, why would James Clapper do this? What is your sense of his motivation?
Look, I've spoken to a number of people about this. I've not had a chance to speak to Mr. Clapper about this, but there was a need to get the story out there. According to a lot of the sources I've spoken with, reporters weren't jumping on the dossier, and until the dossier was briefed to President-elect Trump and President Obama, no reporters were really moving on it. So you'd have to ask yourself that question. Once it was briefed and once it was leaked, the dossier was open season for everyone, and so was the Trump-Russia collusion narrative. So I think that kind of speaks for itself, but you would still have to talk to Mr. Clapper. We would have to know from his point of view if allegedly this is true, why he leaked it.
Can't wait to hear from him. A thin pretext to share a conspiracy theory. Sarah Carter, really appreciate your joining us this morning on Mornings on the Mall.
Well, thank you so much.
844 here on WMAL.
Use the home equity in your home to pay off credit card debt and save money. Learn more at cornerstonefirst.com or 202-625-1221.
You know, have you ever tried to hire anybody, or even lately? It's annoying. It's hard. You posted those job boards, you hope you're going to find the right person for that job. But then think about this. How often do you actively check job boards, especially if you currently have a job? For most people, it's pretty occasional. But there is a place where people do go daily to grow professionally and explore new job opportunities. In fact, 70% of the U.S. workforce is there. It's LinkedIn. You already know LinkedIn is the world's largest professional network. It's also a better way to find great talent. Just ask any of the hundreds of thousands of businesses who've posted to LinkedIn Jobs over the past year. LinkedIn Jobs considers everything: skills, experiences, location, and more. And they match and promote your job to potential candidates, delivering a high-quality rate. Businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs 40% higher than job boards at delivering quality candidates. 22 million professionals view and apply to jobs on LinkedIn every single week. And that's in every industry, including yours and mine. So don't settle for posting and hoping the right person's going to find your role and apply. Instead, go to LinkedIn.com/WMAL and get a $50 credit towards your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/WMAL for your $50 credit today. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Tito Beveridge, founder and master distiller at Tito's Handmade Vodka. In the mid-90s, I bought a piece of land in Austin with a credit card check and built the very first micro distillery in the history of the state of Texas. I'd never built a still before, so I did some research and designed and built my own pot stills based on Prohibition-era bust photos I found in the library. I didn't know then that this was kind of the start of the American craft distilling movement right here in Austin, Texas. Cheers. 80 proof Tito's Handmade Vodka, distilled and bottled in Austin, Texas. Titosvodka.com.
8:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Mary Vince, we've been talking about the students' protest, and I've been talking about Colesville Road, definite area you want to avoid, and they are not allowing traffic to get by the students at all. So it is blocked off completely as the students march from the Beltway, leaving Blair High School down to the metro stop. So what I'm watching in the traffic cameras, watching this live, is the students are marching down Colesville Road and working past the Beltway and Franklin Avenue and Sligo Creek. I'm just in the past 20 minutes seeing the first couple cars being escorted with police behind them, but they have this rolling block. And then continuing down past Dale Drive and down toward George Avenue, nobody gets by. It looks deserted there. So what you want to do, coming out of White Oak, coming through Four Corners, take University Boulevard toward your destination or head over toward Georgia Avenue and then rejoin, head George Avenue inside the Beltway through Silver Spring. But by all means, avoid Colesville Road, please. Now, on 270, we have just the volume with us remaining. Germantown, Gaithersburg, Rockville, not anything in the way there. Unfortunately, Virginia, new crash is going to be Springfield. Northbound 95 as you come up to the Beltway, stay to the far right to get by. Again, that's 95 northbound. And we'll keep you, updated on all the protests and any road closures we have. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Dry, windy, and cold as we head on through midweek. No precipitation in the forecast right through the rest of the week. The wind's going to whip up today, west-northwesterly, however. 35-plus miles per hour, clouds will be on the increase. Tonight, cloudy early, partly cloudy later. Still windy, especially early, 31. Colder outside the Beltway. Dusty winds once again tomorrow afternoon. A little bit milder, partly cloudy, 52. Dry Friday, colder again, low 40s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, it's 33 degrees at 848 on WMAL.
Well, you heard Jamie just now. Colesville Road is Slowsville Road. You don't want to be on that road.
It's a no-go. It's no-go road.
No-go road. Yeah, it's completely blocked off. Students from these students are walking all the way to Washington, D.C. They're marching from Montgomery Blair High School.
On the upside, they're getting some exercise.
It's true. Nice long walk. Let's talk about Hillary Clinton for a moment. We played for you a little bit this week, her remarks in India. Let me reiterate them, because now Democrats are being forced to react to them, and it's uncomfortable. Here's Hillary Clinton talking about who she won and who she didn't in the election.
If you look at the map of the United States, there's all that red in the middle where Trump won. I win the coasts, I win, you know, Illinois and Minnesota, places like that. But what the map doesn't show you is that I won the places that represent two-thirds of America's gross domestic product.
Rich people.
So I won the places that are optimistic, diverse, dynamic, moving forward. And his whole campaign, Make America Great Again, was looking backwards. You know, you didn't like black people getting rights. You don't like women, you know, getting jobs. You don't want to, you know, see that Indian American succeeding more than you are. Whatever your problem is, I'm going to solve it.
Uh-huh. So people who didn't vote for her are backward.
Mm-hmm.
It's only the forward thinkers that voted for her. It was the backward thinkers, the people who are not dynamic, the stagnant, the embarrassing. Those people did not vote for her. So this has now become a liability for the Democratic Party as the former face of that party is sitting there on stage, maybe even the current face of that party, sitting there on stage in India and saying that only backwards people could have supported Donald Trump.
It just goes to show that she learned nothing from the basket of deplorables comment.
Well,
zero, zip. She's doubling down on
this
it.
This is, you know, being picked up by Claire McCaskill in Missouri, who's saying, she said the following in the Washington Post, quote, "Those are kind of fighting words for me because I'm partial to Missouri voters." Remember Trump winning Missouri by 19 points. She says, "I think they were expressing their frustration with the status quo. I may not have agreed with their choice, but I certainly respect them. And I don't think that's the way you should talk about any voter, especially ones in my state." She's not alone. A lot of Democrats get nervous when Hillary starts saying that the voters that they want to vote for them are backwards.
Yeah, and very quickly, when Hillary fell down the stairs twice in India the other day,
yeah,
she apparently sprained her wrist. Oof. So she's all laid up again.
Oh my God. She has a bad relationship with stairs. 850 on WMAL.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Smartphones have become ubiquitous when it comes to work. But what are they doing to our kids? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. It's no secret kids these days are spending a lot of time on their phones. Sometimes I even have trouble getting my own three girls to put down their gadgets. But a new study by Jean Twenge, a psychology professor at San Diego State, might make you try a little harder. Twenge found that teens who spend more than 1 to 2 hours a day on their devices were less happy, on average, than those who spent more FaceTime with others. What made teens happier? Well, spending more time with their friends in person, playing sports, and going to religious services. If you want to know how much is too much, the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends no screen time for kids under 18 months, just 1 hour a day for kids 2 to 5 years old, and consistent limits for the older ones. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, or even with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Affordable term life insurance is out there. Call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-481-1458. 800-481-1458 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too.
By the time that we got up there, his room was filled with smoke.
The wind had blown and drifted the snow up against the side of my house, blocking the exhaust from my furnace.
I heard the smoke alarm going off in my friend's apartment.
Without the Kidde smoke alarm, my son would not be here today.
Had it not been for that carbon monoxide detector, they would come to school and not have their teacher there.
I grabbed my fire extinguisher and put out the fire.
Kidde makes technology that saves lives.
Get these essential products at the Home Depot.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and if you or your bed partner has sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try to get some sleep alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but if you can't get relief from CPAP, now there's a silent, mask-free option keeping couples together in the same room. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a small implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need together. Inspire is FDA approved to treat obstructive sleep apnea and offered at over 150 leading medical centers across the country. Join the growing number of people treating their sleep apnea with Inspire. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in the Washington, D.C. area who can help determine if Inspire is right for you. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. That's inspiresleep.com.
Replacing your old windows and doors is not only smart, it's easy with a Marvin Windows and Doors dealer. From consultation through installation at Hodges Windows and Doors, we'll walk you through it.
When we were looking to replace our windows and doors, we wanted to add some comfort and style to our home with a stress-free experience. Marvin Windows and Doors was the perfect choice. Marvin offered us styles, colors, and options that complemented our home. And our local Marvin authorized installing retailer was so helpful in finding the perfect energy-efficient windows and doors. They measured, delivered, and installed. A worry-free experience from start to finish. And it finished. beautifully.
At Hodges Windows and Doors, your Marvin authorized installing retailer, we'll show you just how easy it is. Hodges Windows and Doors has been offering the finest in customer service and product selection since 1907. Visit one of our convenient locations in Falls Church or Ashburn, Virginia, or visit us online at hodges.discovermarvin.com.
8:55, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, as students protest and leave Blair High School, they continue to march down Colesville Road. You want to avoid this area. Only getting by under a rolling police escort behind the students. So nobody's getting past the students. And this really is pretty much its length from the Beltway to the metro station. And I'm seeing some of the first of the students make it down past George Avenue to cross and over to the metro station. So everyone's affected, even Georgia Avenue now, because of the students crossing. So everyone will be stopped. Georgia Avenue in that area and Colesville Road, really, as you come out of Four Corners, you might want to rethink this and take University Boulevard, maybe out of White Oak, New Hampshire Avenue as well. Some of your options for you. But again, continue to keep you posted as the students march safely down to the metro stop, but fortunately affecting the commute for sure. Let's get you Virginia, making some progress with the crash. 95 North pushing through Newington to the Beltway. Still have the left lane blocked. A lot to check out, but additional lanes do get you by. And on the toll road inbound near Hunter Mill Road for the incident. Update sponsored by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics. Now you can get your testing supplies delivered to your home. Free delivery, free meter upgrade. Call the U.S. Medical Supply now at 800-430-7923. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Chilly day today. You factor in the wind, and boy, is it going to feel brisk out there. Temperatures in the mid-40s. Winds gusting 25, 35 plus miles an hour. Increasing clouds, then cloudy early tonight. Windy early, then partly cloudy overnight. 31. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 34 degrees at 8:56 on WMAL.
You're too busy to waste time searching for parking and too smart to waste money overpaying. That's why the smartest, busiest people love Spot Hero. With the free Spot Hero app, simply download the app, type in your destination, and Spot Hero will show you the closest and least expensive parking spots around your destination. Reserving and paying for your spot is as easy as a few taps on your phone, so it can fit your busy schedule, not the other way around. Even better, you can take $10 off your first spot with promo code FAST. That's promo code FAST. Spot Hero. Park smarter.
Ah, springtime. More color, more light. Let the sun shine in and frame it beautifully with fresh new window coverings from Budget Blinds. We're your neighborhood experts, and we're backed by the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. Only Budget Blinds gives you style and service for every budget. We do it all for you. Bring the showroom right to your home. Then expertly design, measure, install, and back it up with the best warranty in the business. This spring, the more you buy, the more you save, up to 15% on select window coverings. Call your neighborhood experts and see for yourself. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS now for a free consultation right at home. Get savings up to 15%. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS or go online to budgetblinds.com. Let the sun shine in and frame it beautifully. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
It's the call you make to take control of your health.
Good morning, Princeton Longevity Center.
When you call Princeton Longevity Center, the region's leading center for preventive medicine, preventing cancers and avoiding heart attacks before they strike. Princeton Longevity Center not only helps you prevent life-threatening illnesses, they can help you reduce the anxiety that comes from just not knowing enough about your health.
The very in-depth physical.
When you call, a coordinator will tell you about PLC's one-day comprehensive exam.
We do have even your blood tests back the same day.
At Princeton Longevity, you'll get the time and attention you need and the latest technology for taking control of your health.
But we can also do virtual colonoscopy with our scanner.
Now with offices in Fairfax, Virginia, staying well is even easier. Call today and ask about how to use your Flex or Health Savings account. Call 888-8000-PLC or go to PrincetonLongevityCenter.com.
And we do it all in one day.
888-8000-PLC.
Do you believe it takes a 6% real estate commission to sell your home? Neither do we. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of just $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've already saved our clients over $20 million in real estate commissions. So if you're looking to sell your home this spring, you really only have one choice to put more money in your pocket. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple. Real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Coming up tomorrow on WMAL, well, the president will be at Boeing discussing taxes and tariffs and all sorts of good things, and also the aftermath of the kids marching, walking out of school today. If they accomplish anything, we'll discuss it. And Chris Plant.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Children, buenos dias, as they say down at the DNC. So the Democrats, as I understand it, have brought millions of children out to stand in traffic this morning. Is that right?
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 9. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Already this morning, hundreds of area high school students have walked out of class. They're pouring out of school and are headed for the National Mall as part of today's nationwide classroom walkout, marking one full month since the Florida high school shootings. Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Jamie, as the rush hour winds down, what are you seeing in impact on traffic?
Well, especially, Bill, we've been watching the Montgomery Blair High School students heading toward the Silver Spring Metro stop. So that's really been one of our really busy areas with the student march, and the students are making progress, but it's really affecting traffic. Right now, students heading down closer toward George Avenue, but everything is blocked off. They're keeping the children safe with the police escort behind, so they're not allowing the cars to get by. So we'll see this throughout the area, the entire metropolitan area today, so please be very careful.
Now, some area school districts are allowing kids to walk out of class to designated places on school property. In Florida, meanwhile...
The students of Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School say they want to go down in history as more than just survivors. They want to be the force behind gun reform.
It's crazy that it took something like a school shooting for all of this to happen, but it's now or never.
With relentless, unapologetic activism.
That us kids don't know what we're talking about, that we're too young to understand how the government works. We call.
Yes! They don't plan on stopping until gun reform spreads across the country.
Correspondent Diane Gallagher. New this morning, British Prime Minister Theresa May says the UK will expel 23 Russian diplomats over the spy poisoning case. It's the biggest expulsion since the Cold War. And May has also canceled all high-level bilateral contacts with Russia as well. The government says U.S. retail sales slipped 0.1% in February, fewer sales at auto dealers and gas stations. The family of murdered DNC staffer Seth Rich is suing Fox News and two of its employees. The lawsuit filed by Joel and Mary Rich stems from a now-retracted report on Fox linking Seth Rich to a WikiLeaks data dump of 20,000 DNC emails. Virginia's governor is calling state lawmakers back to work next month to pass a budget.
Governor Ralph Northam says he's calling a special session on April 11th. The move comes after lawmakers adjourned the regular 2018 session last week without passing a state spending plan. The General Assembly is split on whether to expand Medicaid to about 300,000 low-income Virginians. The House supports expansion, while the Senate does not. State government will shut down on July 1st if there's no budget. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A Maryland state senator claims she was the victim of unwanted and inappropriate physical contact by a former lawmaker who's now a lobbyist in Annapolis. And Montgomery County Senator Cheryl Kagan says security video backs her up.
The footage clearly shows him placing a hand on my back and sliding it down my body. He comes over, he puts his hand on my back, he keeps it there for a while, slides it all the way down, and does indeed, as I said, raise my butt. My tush, whatever word we might want to use.
But former Delegate Gil Jen not only denies Kagan's accusation, he says the video vindicates him. He says it proves that he did not, quote, grab or grope her. Some of the biggest names in technology are joining world leaders, entertainers, and scientists today in paying tribute to physicist Stephen Hawking. He died early today at age 76. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 25,007. The Nasdaq at 75.11. Up next, traffic and weather on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Set up your Amazon Echo to hear Rush weekdays noon to 3.
We're having so much fun with this.
For one-time setup, say, Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Then to listen, just say, Alexa, open WMAL.
It's what we call great radio.
Details at WMAL.com.
When you do the math, Comcast Business has an offer that really adds up. For a limited time, you can double your internet speed for an amazing new low price. So you can download large files faster. power more employees on more devices, and get way more bandwidth for your business. All for only $99.95 per month. That equals our best internet offer ever. Power your business on America's largest gig speed network and save today. You can double your speed and get 150 megabit internet for the price of 75 megabits. That's only $99.95 per month. It's a deal designed to fit your business and your budget, but it won't be around for long. Act now. Call 1-800-501-6000 today or visit business.comcast.com/best internet offer ever. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 3/23/18. Restrictions apply. New customers only. Requires 2-year contract. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. Actual speeds may vary. Call for details.
905 at 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Bill, what a sight to see all these students marching down toward the Silver Spring Metro Station, slowing and stopping traffic as you head south on Colesville Road. Now you can get down toward George Avenue, but it is just definitely congested as the students get closer to the metro stop now. On the toll road, let's get you inbound near Hunter Mill Road. That's where we have accident activity, so big delays there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Chilly day today. The winds will start to pick up once again. Windy with a mix of clouds and sunshine. Most of those clouds this afternoon, 44. Cloudy early tonight, then partly cloudy, 31. The wind's still fairly gusty. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 28 degrees in Vienna, 26 in Gaithersburg, 33 degrees in Washington. Tributes pouring in from all over the world after renowned physicist Stephen Hawking dies. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now,